AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president of the Southern Baptist Convention says it will never accept same-sex marriage, regardless of what the U.S. Supreme Court decides.
At the annual meeting of the nation's largest Protestant denomination, Southern Baptist President Ronnie Floyd said when it comes to marriage,
"The Supreme Court of the United States is not the final authority."
Floyd says God established marriage in the Bible as a lifetime commitment between one man and one woman, so,
"As a minister of the gospel, I will not officiate over any same-sex unions or same-sex marriage ceremonies. I completely refuse."
I'm Steve Coleman.
The National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Bill that came ashore earlier today in Texas.
The maximum winds are 60 miles per hour, and we have tropical storm conditions occurring along portions of the Texas coast to the north and east of the center. And we expect those to continue for several more hours as the storm gradually moves inland and weakens.
Michael Warren, a spokesman for Houston's Department of Emergency Management, says crews are preparing for potential flash flooding.
"We have pre-staged assets all throughout the city to be able to respond to this threat. That includes some water rescue boats, some high water vehicles, as well as some barricades near areas that we know are prone to flooding."
The Missouri River is already 6 feet above flood stage in the town of Herman, the Mississippi. It's expected to be 5 feet above flood stage on Friday, as the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill move into the region. There are also fears of flooding in Oklahoma and Arkansas, which, like Texas, have seen their share of flooding recently. More talk of corporate deals drove the Dow Industrials up 113 points today. The NASDAQ increased 25. The S&P gained 11. This is AP Radio News. The Donald has his sights on the White House.
Valya Marsden came down from Boston specifically to hear Donald Trump announce his presidential campaign in Trump Tower. She concedes he's an egotistical self-promoter, but she says she's tired of nice guy presidents.
"I mean, my mother thinks he's a jerk, but it's like he can be a jerk and he can be an egotistical, but what is... get Obama done for us?"
Marsden says Trump may not have governmental experience, but she likes his bluntness and says he knows enough to hire the kind of people who can make government run right. Warren Levinson, New York.
Billionaire Kirk Kerkorian, an eighth-grade dropout who built Las Vegas's biggest hotels, tried to take over Chrysler, and bought and sold MGM at a profit three times, has died in California at the age of 98. Unlike billionaire Donald Trump, who loves the spotlight, Kirk Kerkorian spent much of his life in the shadows and rarely gave interviews. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.